Brother Melvin, it's good to be here, and I'm thankful for the privilege of sharing the Word of God with those who will be listening to the program this morning on the Gospel for the Glory of Jesus radio ministry with Melvin Slade on KRAJ 100.9 FM. So I'm glad to be on with you. So, Father, we thank you today for the privilege of being here. And we thank you for the privilege of speaking into the hearts and lives of those who will hear us today. And I pray that everything I say today will be absolutely pleasing and honored by you. And we thank you for that privilege. And we just ask you now to guide us as we speak. In Jesus' name, amen. On last Sunday, on the first Sunday in January, January 4th, we spoke from the subject, and we actually spoke to Satan. We told him to bring it on, that we know who he is. And basically, what we were saying in that message is that by the power of God and the blood of Jesus, we have authority over anything that Satan wants to bring up on us. And so we're looking forward to today. Now, we put ourselves through a fast, and we do that every year for the last 6 years. We'll take the first month of the year to do a fast, and we call it now a Daniel fast. And so our business is to thank God for the year that has just passed and to ask him for guidance for the year that is upcoming. So we feel like it's a blessing to take 1/12 of our year to just worship the Lord, to thank the Lord, and to make a request of his help to get us through the rest of 2015. Now, the theme that we will be discussing today comes out of several scriptures, but primarily out of the book of Mark, chapter 9, and verses 20 through 29, basically verse 29. And also, we will be speaking out of Daniel chapter 1 and verse 8. And then we'll just look at Matthew 26 and verse 41. So we'll talk about those as we walk through them. So let me give you the theme that we're planning on, that we'll be wrapping everything around. Now, this comes out of Mark 9 and 29. Now listen what he says. And when his disciples, and we'll come back to this in a few minutes, when the disciples came to him and said, "Lord, why couldn't we help this boy out of being a lunatic?" And Jesus answered to him in verse 29, Mark 9, and said, "This one," notice how he said that, "this one is moved with prayer and fasting only." This one is moved by fasting and prayer only. Now, what we're looking at, folks, is this. You know, anybody can be a mere saved person. But everybody who is saved have not understood and found out that they actually have power. Actually, there are many of us, and I ain't on the other side, so I don't know how things look over on the other side. So I'm on this side looking over, saying someday I'll cross the line and be over on the other side. But what I'm about to say is this, that I would venture to say that there are more people who will live their lives, Christian life, end up saved, end up in the kingdom of God and not really having a lot of fruit. And the reason why they don't is because they don't know they have power over the power of that of Satan. They just flat don't know it. Okay, let me take you somewhere. And I'm not going to actually read any scripture today. I'm going to give you the scripture. You can read it, but I'm going to visit with you by sharing with you what God has given me along the line of the scripture. So I'm going to start off with an old brother who was about 16 or 17 years old when he said this. And that was Daniel. Daniel chapter 1 and verse 8. Daniel chapter 1 and verse 8. Listen how this went down. Daniel and the whole clan of Israel were taken into captivity because of their ugliness and them not being actually obedient to what God had called them to do. But Daniel was among that crew. And these guys, the majority of them, good graciously, I feel this, these guys went all the way into Egypt saying that we're just going to do what we have to do in order to get by so that they won't kill all of us. Now, there are a lot of us today, believers in Christ, actually belong to God, but are going to do whatever it takes to get by. But Daniel said, He said, this is a heart thing. And so the book tells us that Daniel said in Daniel chapter 1, verse 8, he said, and Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not sin against God. And if somebody would ease over to Daniel, now this is not in scripture this way, but I believe if somebody would ease over and said, Daniel, what do you mean by that? I think Daniel would have answered like this. I mean, there will not be one thing that I will do. And we're talking about a 16-year-old boy, if you please. I will not do one thing that is against God. Somehow, I will avoid that. And they said, oh yeah, and they went on. So when Daniel get down into Egypt, and they demanded that these people eat the meat that was left over from idols, Daniel said, I will not do that. Now, the power of God was on Daniel. And so what Daniel did, now y'all help me to get on down through here so I don't preach too long. Listen, Daniel says to his keeper, if you will allow me and my three friends not to eat the meat and allow us to eat the vegetable that comes off, that is grown out of the ground, we guarantee you that we will be able to look better than anybody else. And the guy said, oh, no. No, it's my head on the chopping block on this one. Daniel said, I'll prove it to you. And he convinced that guy to let him eat the stuff that grew out of the ground and not eat the meat that fell from the king's table. Well, long story made short. 10 days later, they come back and get Daniel and the three Hebrew boys, and they were fat, fine, and greasy. They were looking good. So the guy could not believe his eyes when he saw how good Daniel looked. Well, what am I saying to you? I'm talking about this business of fasting is a heart thing. You can fast and do without. You can be on a Daniel fast, such as Livingstone is today, and not get the value out of it because of the fact that your mind and your heart is not in it. You're just doing something. So it's a heart thing. And I want you to know that, and I want you to keep that in mind. Now, this physical body that we live in, now I'm going to take you to another scripture. The physical body that we live in is not able to deal with the pressures of life if our heart is not fixed to do it. I need to tell you, Brother Melvin and I were just talking a few minutes ago about what was the world like way back before time started as we know it. And we went on to say that the world was in darkness. And I went on to show that darkness is also a system of the mind that we live in today. There's a lot of people living in darkness and don't know that they can have riches without having to go out there and do a whole lot of crazy things to get riches. All we need to do is to be obedient to God. And richness is ours. Ours, folks. Ours. Believe you me. I'm feeling all right about now. So let me tell you. Matthew chapter 26, verse 41. Jesus had his prayer. Remember that prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane? Well, he had to pray. And when he went to pray, he set up some of the disciples on the outside. Then he brought two or three of them on in closer with him. And then he went to pray. And when he came out of there, all of them 12 monkeys were sleeping. They were snoring. They were gone. And Jesus said after the second time he went to him, in verse 41, he says, "The flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing." What are you saying, preacher? I'm just saying this business of fasting is a thing of the heart. So the body cannot handle all of the stuff that goes on in life. And we cannot do a fast unto God if we don't do a fast with our heart in it, totally committed to the Lord. Now let me take you. Let's look at the conditions here. And I'm looking at Mark chapter 9, verses 20 through 29. And you can read that after you get home, after you get out from under the steering wheel if you're driving and listening today. So you can't drive and text and write. Yeah, I know y'all know that. But anyway, let's look at this thing. First of all, the disciples was there. The man, this whole big congregation was there. And while they were there, this man came to the disciples with a son that was a lunatic. And he went over to the disciples and said, "Can you all cast this demon out of my son so that he can absolutely be free to do the kind of things that he needed to do?" And they prayed, and they prayed, they laid hands on, they said this, they said that, and did nothing happen. But after a while, here come the Pharisees and all those guys surrounding the apostles and began to ask them questions. And when you look down there about verse 18, 19, and 20, verses 27, 28, and 29, you'll find this, that Jesus happened to show up in the crowd and he says, "What's going on?" And he said to the Pharisees, "What's your question? Come on and ask me the question." And they began to question the Lord Jesus. But watch this, folks. And he answered all their questions. But the next thing that happened, here come this man that had been to the disciples. Come right up out of the congregation, right up out of the pews of the church, and said to Jesus, "I came to your disciples yesterday, and I asked them to cast this demon off my son. They couldn't do it." You know what, Jesus? It kind of frustrated Jesus. And he just looked over at his disciples and shook his head and said, "Oh, God, how long do I have to deal with you guys and you not learn that there are some things that come only by praying and fasting?" Now, what was Jesus saying here? What was he really saying? Let's take a quick look at what he was really saying. What he was really saying is that our lives, folks, needs to be a life of continuous fasting and praying. We need to have a lifestyle. And if you got the lifestyle and then add fasting to that and prayer to that, oh, the devil's got a problem on his hand. He gonna walk out of your congregation with some missing teeth and a knot knocked in his butt. Excuse me, y'all. But he can't deal with you when you really know that God has delivered you. So the Lord says, bring him here, bring your son here. So the Jesus spoke to the demon and called out his character. He says, you dumb and deaf spirit, leave the boy. And he was delivered immediately and began to be just as normal as anybody else around him. So what is it that we're really saying, brothers and sisters? We need to have a lifestyle of fasting and praying. Not just for some formality, but listen to this. Let me take you through a process here now. The first thing we need to do is we need to fast for a purpose. That's step one. I want to give you four steps that you need to follow. Fasting for purpose. What does that mean? You need to have in your heart, as Daniel said back in Daniel chapter 1 and verse 8, you need to have your heart fixed on purpose. And Daniel's heart was fixed on purpose such that he had made up his mind that he was not going to defy the goodness of God. So you got to have purpose. And the next thing you need to have is you need to be able to focus on the purpose for which God has given you to have. You need to have purpose, and you need to be able to focus on that purpose. And you cannot focus on purpose where your mind is rambling everywhere. You're wondering what you're going to eat tomorrow. You're wondering what you're going to do to pay your bills tomorrow. You're wondering about this. You're wondering about that. You cannot be able to focus on purpose with all of those things running through your mind. Then the third thing is you got to have self-control. Or one passage of scripture says temperance. You got to have self-control. And I want you to recognize the fact that you cannot have self-control unless you have a lifestyle. So if you live every day, you will have self-control. And I'm going to take you real quick because I'm about to run out of time here. But I'm going to take you real quick to my days as being studying engineering. And you've heard me say this before. But when I was studying engineering, my whole life was into the civil engineering business. And guess what? That's been 50, 60 years ago. But I still remember basically all of the laws because I turned my whole heart into the area of studying engineering. So you got to have self-control. And then the last one, you got to have self-denial. You got to set aside a specific time with God. And that is to deny yourself of those things that normally you would have. I got a little thing here. You may want to repeat it and you may want to write it down when you hear it today. You cannot experience the supernatural with natural behavior. Uh-oh. Did you hear that one? You cannot experience the supernatural with natural behavior. Now, why I brought that up is because what we're saying is when we have purpose, when we look at asking God to give us power, we're looking at asking him to give us supernatural power. But you can't do that doing the natural things that you've done all your life. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to have to close here. And I'm going to ask you to continue to look forward. And remember that everything in your life can be overcome if you trust God. Father, we thank you right now for this purpose of being here. We thank you that you've given us purpose. We thank you that you have given us focus. We thank you for giving us self-control. We thank you for giving us self-denial, that we have power to deny the food to come into our body as it used to. And God, we're looking forward to a breakthrough. Thank you, Lord. Bless those who heard this and bless those who will take it to heart. In Jesus' name, amen.